إننا الشمس رامز سيدروس حيرى الرسالة باللغة الإنجليزية بسرعة.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti, Christ is risen. Indeed, He is risen. I congratulate you, my beloved, with the glorious resurrection feast that is the crown of our feast and joy. Christ's resurrection is the main foundation in our Christianity, our church, our evangelism, and our daily life. Christ's resurrection is considered everything to us. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ is considered our new life that we can live in. In Christ's resurrection, we have three main aspects. First, before crucifixion and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ was a teacher and a shepherd. Second, during crucifixion until resurrection, he was a reconciliator and a liberator. Third, after resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ was present and became a companion to every man. How? Before crucifixion and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ was a teacher. He taught the multitude and individuals. He used all available means at that time. He gave sermons, interviews, and meetings. He performed miracles and gave many various and different parables. In his service, he met all people from all levels. He met people from upper classes in society and others from lower classes in the community. He met great multitudes and individuals in different dialogues. He met Zacchaeus at the tree and the Samaritan woman at the well. At night, he met with Nicodemus. Teaching was the starting point as well as to influence change. Before crucifixion, our Lord Jesus Christ was a teacher and a shepherd. From the time of crucifixion until the resurrection, Christ was a reconciliator and a liberator for mankind. Man looks for freedom at all times. Freedom became desirable for mankind. Man looks for it in any form, as it takes many forms, colors, and kinds. There is social freedom, civil freedom, family freedom, and religious freedom. But the true freedom is the freedom that comes from inside a man, the freedom from the sin. Sin is the only disaster of this world, as said by St. John Chrysostom. Freedom from the sin is gained only through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ ascended to the cross specifically to give us this freedom. Through the cross, he gave us the freedom from sins that he carried. We were granted forgiveness of sins and became free when we were forgiven. The cross became the key for wiping out the sin of man. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. John chapter 8, verse 36. The true freedom is the freedom of man from the sin. That is why the cross became the reconciliator and the liberator of man. Man was reconciled with God and with the resurrection. Man started the new covenant with God. After crucifixion and resurrection, Christ became a companion to everyone. After his resurrection, Christ appeared to individuals like Mary Magdalene, then to the two disciples of Emmaus, then to the disciples without Thomas, then to them with Thomas with them, then to others. The appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ during the 40 days after his resurrection meant that Christ was present there. He also appeared during catching the 153 fishes for both St. Peter and St. John. The appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ meant his presence. And after his ascension to the heavens, after the 40 days of his resurrection, he remained a companion to mankind. If you read the last verse of the gospel according to St. Matthew, the Lord says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Christ is present and a companion to man. He is now present and walks with everyone all times. He knows the life of everyone and guides it. That is why we pray in the third hour of the Agbeya and say, Blessed is the Lord day by day. He prepares our way, for he is God of our salvation. Christ walks with man day after day. He prepares, means that he makes it in best condition. As he is our God of our salvation, he desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. This is the new glorious resurrection, and these are the fruits we get from the cross and resurrection. He says, in the world you will have tribulation. This tribulation could be our cross that we should carry. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. This overcoming is the new resurrection he grants to every man. I congratulate you for the glorious resurrection feast. I hope for all our churches, families, youth, children, everywhere to rejoice in the glorious resurrection. It is so blessed to have this glorious resurrection feast to be on the same day for all Christians at the whole world. This is a good starting point for all Christians in hope of unifying our feast, starting with the feast of the glorious resurrection to be in one date in the whole world. We pray for this and we also work for this. May the Lord fulfill his work. May the resurrected Christ bless you and bless your lives, works, services, and all that is in your hands. May the Lord keep you in his holy name, to whom is all glory and blessing from now and forever. Amen.
كل سنة وانتم طيبين جميعا وربنا يجعل كل أيامكم قيامة فيها فرح وفيها سلام وفيها نصرة دائمة على كل شيء رديء لإلهنا المجد الدائم للأبد أمين.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, true God, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father. Things were made who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Lord giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for